Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah.
Right? Here we are.
Another week.
Another week in December.
Already December.
I just can't get my mind wrapped around that it's December.
I know.
I don't know why. It's cold and, you know, we had Thanksgiving, so obviously here we are.
Time marches on.
Yeah.
But it definitely, it seemed like this year went by quicker than other years.
It does seem like that, but I don't know.
We probably say that at the end
of
every year, though.
I think we do. But anyway, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is our Solutions from the Street program this week on KSJE. And this is when we take a challenge or an issue that's going on in the community and talk about a non-governmental solution to that challenge or problem or situation. And that's what the show is all about on the second and fourth Fridays of the month.
That's right.
Yeah. And so this month, we have a unique challenge and situation in the community and a unique solution to it. And then we don't have any guests. There's no guests. You are the guest.
I'm the guest yet again today.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, which is a little weird.
It is kind of weird, but it's okay.
I should talk to Megan. What do you think?
What do you think, Megan?
I think.
Yeah, exactly. But it's because you have been the person that has really proposed this 5 years ago and taken it, run with it, organized it, made it happen. And so you should be the guest for this solution.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We're coming up on the 5th annual Memorial for the Unclaimed in San Juan County.
Yes, sir. So each year there are a number of individuals in San Juan County who die and no one is around to claim their remains. So
for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Right.
We don't really know everybody's individual story.
Right. They may not have family left. They may be the only person. Maybe they've been estranged from their families, I suppose, or just the government or other agencies are unable to reach any next of kin when they pass.
Right. Right.
Okay. And so these people are, I guess, in the care of the county and then the state, basically,
the
when
county.
They pass.
So the county has an indigent fund where they take care of the cremation of these people, but that's after holding their bodies for 2 years. So they have to hold the bodies for 2 years to allow anybody to come forward.
Yeah.
And then after those 2 years, they cremate them and put them in a columbarium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the county keeping track of these individuals.
Right. And many times in many communities, they are just, you know, this is what happens to them after 2 years and they've passed and that's kind of the end of their story. And you came to Farmington 5-6 years ago and said, we can do better.
Right. Right.
Because you had done this in another community.
Sort of. So
seen it done.
Well, I had done the homeless person's Memorial Day.
Okay.
Which there's some overlap because
Many of these individuals are
indigent.
Right.
So,
and facing homelessness.
Right. So there's some overlap there. There's the National Homelessness Persons Memorial Day every December 21st. We had to do ours the 20th because of scheduling with the facility. But it's loosely based on that. In San Antonio, I used to go to that all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I was aiming for something like that. But then I started thinking, well, what happens? I'm sure people die and then there's like nobody around and
who aren't
what
homeless.
Happens there
yeah.
then?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So this idea was born, I guess, out of that thought process, right?
Right.
And so you have put together the 5th annual Memorial for the Unclaimed, and it will be, as you said, on December 20th.
Right.
Which is a Wednesday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. at Artifacts Gallery in downtown Farmington, where it has been for the last couple of years. I think. At least last year.
It was there last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the idea, it's a pretty brief ceremony, but a very poignant one, I think. And you always include me, so thank you for including me in that. Because there's music, there's poetry, there's a message, and then there's the reading of the names, which is really quite moving, I think, to hear these people's names and give them a moment of silence and respect and just thoughtfulness on their passing. That these people were people who had lives and maybe had rough times and came into contact with other people during their life, however long or short it was, and they get a moment at this memorial.
Right, right. And it's so important to think about people as whole stories. Like, maybe they had a really robust community at one point, and for whatever reason at the end they didn't,
Right.
And I wish that we could know more about these people, but we can't. So what we can do though is acknowledge, like, yes, you existed.
Right.
Yes, we care. And like you said, we read each name and have a little moment in between each name to acknowledge that life that was lived.
Right.
So.
And I think a lot of folks might be surprised to learn just how many people are on that list every year. I mean, it's not like one or two individuals in our community. It's several. Several. I mean, I think last year it was about 30.
Right.
This year you're still gathering the numbers. And so, but, it's 30 lives that were lost over the course of 12 months of people that were in our community who had no one near them or knew them close enough to handle their arrangements when they passed.
Right. Right.
That's how they get on this list.
Right. Right. And the county is so careful, and like, hats off to the county because they're so careful about gathering these names, and
right.
They've been supporting the service since it started. The county commissioners has come every year, and individuals from the county come to show their respect, and so it's a special night, and the music is always really special. We have a lot of talented musicians in the community, as we all know. There's just some really talented musicians in the community,
right?
And they provide the music, and we always have a poem that's read to just kind of center us and sober us to get us ready for the reading of the names. So
right,
yeah.
And sometimes a candle lighting or electric candle lighting, right?
There's a candle lighting at the end. That's classic candlelight vigil type deal. So,
yeah, very nice. And I think, kudos to the county, because it's really their job to, as you said, kind of hold these bodies for 2 years and maybe search and really try to reach out to find if there are any next of kin. And after that 2 years, I think then that's kind of why they say, okay, we've tried all we can try. Now they are on this list of the unclaimed.
Right, right.
And so that's what happens and gets them to you. And so you have some folks who work with you to put this together?
So the Basin Good Neighbor Foundation, which is a foundation that provides hospice care for all regardless of the ability to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very focused on the indigent population as well. So this kind of coincides with their mission. Nicole,
of which you are the
executive director. Now.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So Nicole Clark and Thomas Bowie are very helpful in putting this together. And of course, the people that are taking part in the ceremony, James Golden, you, probably Lisa Dees, and Jennifer Johnson are all helping with the actual service. So,
right.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. And Artifacts, of course.
And thanks to Artifacts for hosting. It's a beautiful, anybody who's gone to Artifacts knows it's very pretty.
Right. Very nice. And so this will be, again, on Wednesday, December 20th. So that's a week from next Wednesday.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And there is some significance in the date, right? You mentioned that you kind of would like to have it on the 21st, the shortest day, longest night of the year. And so that's significant?
It's significant because it is the longest night of the year. So it's symbolic. And that's the significance behind it. But Artifacts was booked for a Christmas party that day.
Sure.
So we had to adjust it.
But still on one of the longest nights of the year.
Yeah, the second longest night of the year.
Right.
So, and that's just significant because you think about, particularly homeless individuals, how difficult the winter months are compared to maybe the spring or fall. And we've already had some exposure deaths this year, which is very, very sad that happens. And so.
Right.
It's just another way to acknowledge, hey, it's hard out there,
True. Right. And I think, again, it's nice that we have this event to come together as a community to remember these individuals and to remember that, we have life pretty good. And there's a lot of folks in our community who maybe don't have things as good as we do,
right,
and to be able to remember those less fortunate and these folks who have passed without anyone to be around them, maybe hold their hand or whatever in those final moments. We don't know. We don't know a lot about those stories.
Yeah, we don't know. We had an individual on hospice that was going to be unclaimed, and I actually claimed him. This was a few years ago, and it was very profound. Like, I didn't, you know, this guy was, seemed to be content with having no one, but it just ate me up to think that he would be unclaimed because I knew him in a capacity as chaplain.
Right.
So I claimed him and then took his ashes and scattered them in Colorado. And it was very profound. It's meaningful.
And I know you can't talk about him maybe directly, but I mean, you obviously learned a bit more maybe about his story.
Yes.
And his life before whatever happened to the rest of his family or relatives or what
right.
have you. But can you share a little bit about how he
sure.
came to be in that position of being without anyone else besides his hospice worker, you?
Yeah. I mean, he had a significant story of estrangement that occurred.
Okay.
He ended up homeless. Thankfully, he somehow got on Medicaid, so I don't know what address he used to get on Medicaid, but he somehow got on Medicaid, so he was able to live in a nursing home. So he lived out his final days in a nursing home, and he was a huge fan of chicken noodle soup, so the social worker and I would bring him chicken noodle soup, and it was like the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's just a very humble guy, very appreciative for these little ways that people cared for him. And
nice.
Not a big talker. Kind of kept to himself, which makes sense that he would be unclaimed if he keeps to himself. But,
right. Older, younger?
Middle-aged, like probably like 50-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he passed?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So younger guy compared to some of the other patients we have in service.
Right.
Just but to looked be able- like Michael Stipe from REM.
All right. Okay. There you go. But just that's one story of many, I guess, that happens
yeah.
repeatedly in our community and many others all around this country, all around the world.
Right, right. I mean, it's easy to have falling outs with people, really. It's easy to, and some people choose to isolate themselves. But even if you chose to isolate yourself, your life should still be honored, you know. Then that's the mentality behind it.
Right. That's very true. And that is why we come together for these events every December. And thanks to folks like Megan Cullip who put this together and gathered these folks to just pause from our busy lives to remember these folks who are no longer with us and who were here for a time and maybe made some impacts. But because of whatever happened when they passed, there was no one there to no one family, no next of kin to take their remains.
Right. Right.
And so that is what we are doing. Wednesday, December 20th, 6 to 7 p.m. At Artifacts Gallery. Again, this event, it's a free-to-attend event. Just come and join us for some memory and recognition of these individuals.
Right. Yeah, it was very – last year there was quite a group. I think there were like 50 people that came out, which is very profound
right.
to have 50 people in the community come out and pay their respects to people they don't know. That was really powerful. So
right. But again, as I think I started to say before, it kind of just reflects back on us as a community to try to do this and come together and remember these people who were part of our community in maybe a small way or a large way. And I think it's a nice way to be able to say, you know, as a community, we want to remember them if just for one night and honor them if just for one night. And that's what we can do for them.
Right.
So
right.
That's what we have. So very good. Well, thank you for your efforts in this. And again, the Basin Good Neighbor Foundation and Basin Health Companies are some of the major sponsors of this event.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes, major sponsors.
And so they're helping to put this together as well as Artifacts and all the other volunteers who are going to be there that night.
Right.
Got you. And the poetry and the message and the music are all have kind of a theme as well of remembrance.
Yeah, the theme is stories.
Okay.
So the theme is stories, that everybody has a story. And even if you don't know that story, like we've been saying, you honor that story, and we honor that stories are complex in them. And we kind of, if you think of a tapestry, how all of those threads are woven together, that's kind of how our stories are. We're all woven together and connected. And so there's always a reminder that we're connected and we're responsible for each other on some level. You're responsible to take care of your neighbor whenever you see your neighbor in need. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Who said that? Someone said that.
Right.
Someone
well, very famous. That was said definitely that. A very famous teacher.
Yes, exactly. Love thy neighbor.
You love thy neighbor, yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yeah. So,
yeah, very nice. Well, a good message. Again, it's one of my favorite events in just that we can come together as a community and remember these folks and so that their lives will not be forgotten and can have a few moments of recognition.
Right.
Each and every year. So, again, I think I say this every year to you, but thank you for bringing this to our community because before I think you got here, we had not done something like this,
right.
At least to my knowledge.
Right. Yeah.
And so
well, it's a great
nice thing
community to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Anything else to add?
Just come out. I mean, you won't be, it's a touching service and it's not long. I mean, it's a short service and
you have it scheduled for an hour. I don't think it's going to go an hour.
It doesn't go an hour. It probably goes about like 30 minutes or so. And then we'll have refreshments and cookies just to hang out. And you probably will see people there that you haven't seen in a while. So it's a good chance to catch up with folks, you know, in this busy season to get to see people that you that you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Very true. So, a really nice time. Again, it is the Memorial for the Unclaimed, the 5th annual, Wednesday, December 20th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Artifacts Gallery. That is at 302 East Main Street in downtown Farmington. And it is a free event, and there's plenty of other folks who will be there to remember these folks who passed away over the last 12 months in San Juan County. And again, the number, we don't quite have that final number yet.
We right. don't have the final
number
yet.
Still working on...
The county's still working on getting it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we think it's going to be about 30 names or
Probably. It usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will honor those folks.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you again for your efforts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure it takes a little bit of effort to put all this together.
It's a labor of love. It does take some effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's important. So terrific. Well, very good. Anything else?
Well...
To add about this topic?
Not about this topic.
Okay. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, let's talk about, well, are we going to talk about tomorrow?
We should talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. We always talk about tomorrow.
We always talk about tomorrow.
I think before we talk about tomorrow, though, we need to talk about how folks can send us an idea if they have
course.
A topic for the show. So this is Solutions from the Street. So if you have an idea about a challenge or a problem or a situation that maybe is being dealt with by a non-governmental agency in a unique way, we'd love to highlight it on the show here on Solutions from the Street.
Yeah, go to ksje@sanjuancollege.edu to submit your
just your send problems. Us an email
send,
to
send
that
just
address.
Send us an email. You probably know people that are working hard out there that we don't know.
Yeah.
So we'd love to highlight them and hear from them.
Exactly. We'll get them on the show.
Yeah.
So there you go. We do it twice a month, the second and fourth Fridays of the month. So let us know what's going on. I mean, Megan and I think we know it all, but we really don't.
We really don't. I definitely don't.
Yeah.
You know a little more than I do. But
I doubt that. Says the lady who just got an extra degree. So there. Again, we are on the second and fourth Fridays with this program. Next week, we will be back with our other show and the other Scott.
The other Scott will be joining us.
Yes.
Scott and Scott.
Scott, Megan and Scott.
Scott, Megan, Scott.
You're like bookended with Scotts.
I know. That's a lot of... It's stereo Scott.
It is stereo Scott. But that show is on the first, third, and fifth Fridays, and that's a pretty freewheeling show. That's one we...
It's a really very freewheeling show.
...don't have really a format. It is an open line. We will invite you to call in and chat with us about what's going on in your world. It's usually very interesting. That's why the name of the show is...
That's Interesting.
And so you can call in next week, and we will be here. And that'll be actually our last show of December before we all go on break.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I know. Right?
Wow.
Okay. Full circle. We're still talking about the date.
We're still talking.
I know.
We're still amazed.
It is. Exactly. Okay. Now, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Radio free Saturday morning.
9 to 11 a.m.
That's right. Your eclectic music mix. A lot of people listen to the show when they're drinking their Saturday morning coffee, getting ready for the weekend.
I'm glad you added the coffee part. They're not listening while they're drinking on Saturday mornings.
No, coffee.
Coffee. Yes.
They're, you know, I know a lot of people that kind of just chill out and take it in.
Right.
It's kind of a fun way to start your weekend. I always have it on in the background. And the theme.
When you're not here actually hosting it live.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And I'm trying to remember the theme. What is the theme?
The theme for tomorrow.
I already did. I already did fitting in.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay, I can't remember.
All right.
But
time flies.
Time flies.
Maybe it's a theme of calendars. We don't know.
It's not Christmas yet because there's always a Christmas show.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's coming.
Okay.
But that's the Saturday before Christmas.
Right.
But this one was, yeah, I don't know.
It'll come to you. All right.
It'll come to me at eclectic. Like 3 a.m.
It's eclectic. Like, ah. We can say that.
It's going to be an eclectic mix.
Yeah. So, and it's basically.
Oh, I know. Conspiracy theories.
What?
Yes.
That's a theme?
Conspiracy theories.
Of a show?
Yep.
Of music?
Yep.
For 2 hours?
Yep.
On Saturday?
Yep.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
And you'll get to learn about various conspiracy theories, too, because during the mic breaks, I bring up a new conspiracy theory, like Princess Diana or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
And just so we know, I don't espouse the conspiracy theories I
Thank
talk
you.
About.
Okay.
I just bring them up.
How outrageous they are.
Yeah, they're pretty outrageous.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a lot of music about conspiracy theories or related to conspiracy theories?
There are a surprising amount of conspiracy theory, like just songs that talk about like it's a conspiracy or like some songs that talk about like paranoia, which kind of dovetails into conspiracy theories usually because people are usually pretty paranoid that believe in conspiracy theories.
Right.
So, yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah.
When you were doing the show, putting it together, selecting the eclectic music mix.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a tinfoil hat?
I thought about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't.
But no, because then I'd have to make it, and I'm too lazy to make it.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. All right. So that's tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Excellent. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the show.
That does.
So we will see everybody next Friday with Scott Duran for our That's Interesting show. But for now, we will wrap up our program Solutions from the Street. Thank you, Megan, again for your work on the Memorial for the Unclaimed, Wednesday, December 20th. And we'll see you there.
See you there.
Okay. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.